Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Edition. I'm not sure the last time I was this nervous for an interview setting situation edition. I'll explain momentarily. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but it's Aaron Rodgers week. And while Matt LaFleur doesn't think it's a big deal, he sure answered a lot of questions about his former quarterback yesterday. Edition. And the...
It's for you guys.
Though. Yeah, that's what guys. I've heard. I'm not sure I believe him. Edition. Of Wilde and Tosh. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app. Your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. And of course, everything you need on the all new, all redesigned, all free, and all customizable Spotify fill-in. It's like the Lucas Havrisik of streaming our show, if that's the way you like to do it. The ESPN Wisconsin app. But you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And back where he belongs in his undisclosed location.
What was that?
That was the darkness.
We got a lot of weird things going on back here.
A darkness retreat.
Twilight Zone action.
Yeah, we're good. I think we got it. One step at a time here.
It is the Badgers legend wearing another one of his shirts that he didn't wear often enough, and he continues the rotation. It is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, a little crinkly collar on this.
I wasn't going to comment on that.
I know you weren't, but I knew. I could tell your judgmental little face and how judgy
McJudgerson
is.
I just don't like collars that are stretched out on my own neck. I don't like those shirts when that happens. I don't like it.
I know, but you're very judgy. I could sense it, but I got my Jason Eck, New Mexico Lobos hat on. Bows up. It used to be, again, how did we do that? It's like this. Bows up. Woof, woof. Which, again, I think he still needs to do a little bit of work with some of that. But well,
he's
going to
be coach of the Badgers
deal
next year. Who cares?
Whoa,
Nelly!
We got a big gambling thing going on in the NBA. We got
shocking.
All kinds of stuff. That there's gambling going on? That it's illegal?
I'm shocked that there's gambling occurring in this establishment.
Yeah, I don't even know where. Like, that whole thing, it's like, y'all knew stuff like this was going to happen.
Well, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Couldn't agree with you.
Of course.
Yeah, allegedly. Love that word.
I don't want to get into any of that. But, yeah, the Rodgers stuff, so on Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric is out this week. I'm not even sure. There's a little rotation thing going on.
He did the afternoon show when I was on.
Yeah, there's a little rotation. I think there's, you know, everybody's being a good teammate and they're kind of working through. But I thought one of the things he asked me this morning was really interesting. He basically was poo-pooing that Rodgers isn't looking at this as a revenge game. And I have to admit, as I said all week, and I know we have another day of this tomorrow, this game is going to be important to Rodgers. But I don't sense, I thought, had it been right away with the Jets, there would have been more vitriol. Rodgers' quotes yesterday, I believed him. I believed him. I don't think, what are you rolling your eyes, McRollerson? Like, what? If I may, and then you could go. His 2 years with the New York Jets was humbling, and I think it does give him more appreciation for his 18 years in Green Bay, or whatever it was, 17, how many years?
No, 18 years, yeah, 18, 15
years.
His 18
years here, I think, gave him a better sense of appreciation. Now, do I think him and Goody are going to get a coffee anytime soon? No. I don't think him and Goody like each other. Do I think he has love and affection for Matt LaFleur? Yep. Jordan Love? Yep. The Green Bay Packers as an organization and the people? Yep. Do I think he wants to beat them in a big way? Yep. But I don't think he has that big-time vitriol that I think we all want him to have from a storytelling perspective. Tell me why I'm crazy.
You're not, except for one
person.
Why'd
you roll your eyes then?
Because for one person, I'm sorry, I don't believe that is gone away. And that's for the general manager.
Yeah, I just said that.
Right, and that's why you asked me why I was rolling my eyes at the beginning. I'm answering the question. Okay. That's why. That's the only reason why. I agree with you. I believe him, like, does he think that he's still smarter than Matt LaFleur?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
No doubt. That's a good one to ask him. Start your Q&A with him today with that.
No, we'll get into that. I'm going to crowdsource a little bit. I don't promise that I'm going to use other people's work, but I am nervous to beat the band on this. Really nervous. And that I don't get nervous really about my job, about anything. I get nervous about a lot of other things. But that look, Goody doesn't like him. He doesn't like Goody. They will put on a friendly face if he's down on the field and he'll shake his hand. He won't kick him in the junk or anything like that. But they both can't stand each other. Like, let's not pretend that has changed. Now,
no, I don't think anybody thinks they love each other.
Yeah, but I beyond that, like, it's a different team, right? We established that there's 14 guys on the team that were there for the 2022 season, and a lot of them were rookies, and many of them played very limited roles, if at all. Like, we were talking to Zach Tom yesterday, and Zach Tom started a bunch of games as a rookie. He said he didn't really have a whole lot of one-on-one time with Aaron. So it's not like there's a level of connectivity there that is the same as when Favre went to the Vikings. Rodgers pointed it out with the Pittsburgh media. Like, if he'd have gone to the Vikings, which you could argue looking at where their quarterback situation is.
No, I said they should have. And they should have done that. I don't know why they didn't. And I think they're going to rue the day when they finish fourth in this division. And, you know, if Rodgers leads the Steelers to the division title, I do wonder, because I've heard the reports, or I've seen the reports, that the Pittsburgh Steelers want old boy back again next year.
Jeremy Fowler reported that yesterday. Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised if he went and finished his career in Minnesota yet. I don't think that narrative is dead. I don't. I don't.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. If he goes to the Vikings,
it'll be a whole different
conversation. Will be different.
Yes. And do you want that? Because I know you do.
I don't know. I kind of like the Saw, it's not a revenge game, and all this other stuff. I will say, whether he will admit it or not, I posted this yesterday, and I used it in my story. It's a reckoning for one guy, for him. And he's never going to say it publicly. He's not going to say it in our Zoom call today. He didn't say it yesterday. He's not going to say it after the game. But whether it's, and again, we don't know. I was just talking about this with Alex Stroff.
Okay, I have something you need to ask. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Just say, you know what? I know, just like with Favre and Ted, there was some, you know, tough blood with how this all played out. But Ted texted Brett after that Viking game.
Oh, that's and a said, good question.
So you could just say, with some of the success you've had here, have you had any correspondence with Brian Gutekunst since this whole deal? You gotta. It's what people want to know because is the storyline.
Like
nobody
to
wants
know.
To talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's not the feel-good, Aaron and Jordan have mentored each other. Aaron mentored Jordan, and Jordan's been great. And Jordan, did you ask Jordan if he appreciates that Aaron made his life easier yesterday? Or were you talking to Havrichek?
No, I was there. I was there for Jordan. I didn't ask it that way. I was more interested in the Packers.com guys chided me a bit for using the S word in my question.
What's the S word?
What?
Poop? Is it poop?
Yep.
Yes. Poopy.
Oh, because then they can't put it on Packers.com.
Well, they could just drop the audio. Like, it's not straight. And as I said,
when did you become Johnny Potty?
You could also not be a potty
mouth.
When
are you dropping that? Yeah. That's not how you roll.
Very family friendly. Mad?
When do you start dropping
S-bombs? Kids watching that press conference, Jason.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Not live. It's not live streamed. LaFleur is live streamed. I don't swear in there usually.
Everything. You know everything is live streamed.
It's not. It's not on live. It is played on their website, which they have time to
edit out
my S-word.
Let's do it live.
So I asked him, did Aaron ever talk about how poopy Favre was to him his first year, and did he ever make it clear to you that he wanted to make sure that he was not something to that effect, treating you the same way or whatever it was? And he was great. Like, his answer was great, and he acknowledged that they did talk about it, which was what I was looking for, because that was important to the narrative that I'm crafting for Sunday's story. I did not ask him if he appreciated the fact that the fan base was not divided. Now, I had done that story a couple of years ago.
That's a good question.
But wait a minute now, because I did that story a couple of years ago, and I can bring that back if I need to. But that was the time.
Not everybody
when I told,
reads every day, though.
I understand.
Or every year,
I can go back
said.
And get the quotes from that, because one of my favorite parts of that story was he didn't know the story of Family Night. When Favre came back. And so when I was telling him about how he flew in for the game, Jordan thought that Favre landed a helicopter on the field.
That would have been sweet.
That would have been amazing.
The way we
that would have
the way
amazing.
We played that night, it would have been good because we stunk.
So I was like, bad. No. But bad. What I kind of wish now I had not thought about that as a possibility. But how boss of a move would that have been for Favre to land? In a helicopter.
I would think that'll be one of the next things in the Green Bay redevelopment plan is a
helipad.
Lander. Yeah, they need a helipad there at some point. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've got the money for it, that's for sure. So anyway, I'm open to suggestions because I need to make sure my question is concise and worthwhile.
Yeah. The Goody Ted angle is perfect. And you know it.
Yeah, but here's the other problem. There are no follow-ups.
Who said?
Burt Lawton.
I mean, there's no follow-ups. What is this?
What does Burt
COVID?
Have to say over any of this?
Burt doesn't get to tell you you don't get follow-ups.
Who does Burt think he is?
It's not how this works.
Well, first of all, Burt is one of my favorite people in the league. He's been the PR director for the Steelers for a very long time. Rodgers is doing no one-on-ones in person in Pittsburgh. So even if I'd have gone out there, I would have had the same 13-minute access that everyone else had yesterday. Today's Zoom call is 10 minutes, we're told. Which, if that sounds challenging, that's because it is. I don't know how that's going to work. So that is why I am a nervous Nelly about this. So I'm open to suggestions, but I am definitely apprehensive about this. So I've run into some glitches with the video. So let's take a break and let's have Tausch tell us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We'll see if we can get this fixed and resume our program.
No glitches when it comes to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is to trust Gene Adela and the great team at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with zero interest for up to 60 months. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to the incredible defense played by Pella Windows, stopping all of the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule a free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I hope someday we'll sit down together and laugh with each other about these days. All our troubles, we'll lay to rest and we'll wish we could come back to these days.
Aaron Rodgers week. I'm sorry, Packers Steelers week. Wait, I'm one of those guys, though, so I get to make it that, right? I don't understand what Matt LaFleur's rules are. Packers play the Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers on their
follow
team.
Up, so I guess I can't follow up, so I don't know. It's no.
I can follow up,
Thursday. Up
to my heart's desire with the Packers head coach. I actually got to go to a press conference on a Wednesday yesterday, thanks to them pushing it back. It was awesome.
Nice.
But.
Well, they know how important this week is for you.
That's why they did it. Exactly. They did it for me. And I appreciate Matt thinking of me that way. So here is, I assume, Jesse, you edited out the naughty word that I used, right?
Of course.
Okay. I just don't want to get us in trouble.
Well,
I don't want to have Packers.com and Good Karma Brands both mad at me.
I would appreciate if you would stop swearing so that I wouldn't then feel like I'm censoring information being shared publicly.
Well, I don't think you're censoring anything. I think you're just preventing FCC violations. Look at it that way. So I did ask Jordan Love. I asked him several questions yesterday, but one of them was about the treatment that he received from Rodgers and whether or not he knew that that was a function of how Rodgers was treated, which was not well. I know they became friends later, but not initially. Here is that exchange.
He taught you well with that. We're not going against each other directly. He used to use that all the time.
Did he?
Did he ever tell you how it was the first year with Favre? Did you guys ever talk about that? Because that he never. It doesn't seem like he ever treated you the way he got treated.
Yeah, no, that's definitely something that I've heard stories about. You know, obviously his time coming into the league as a same kind of situation, getting drafted here as a rookie with a quarterback that's already been here. So I've heard a lot of stories, but it's one of those things where I was in the room, who knows how it was. But, you have heard Aaron talk about, he wanted, my relationship with him and my kind of experience in the quarterback room to be different from what he had. So, I think, I got a lot of respect for how he handled it, the way he went about me coming in. And like I said before, he welcomed me with open arms. He helped me out a ton in the quarterback room. I learned so much from watching him and then also just hearing him talk in the meeting room. So, like I said, he was nothing but great to me.
So if you listen to that closely, Tausch, you can hear him contemplate the lame answer, and he says, "I was not in the room." And then he comes back and then acknowledges that Rodgers did tell him about that, and that so I was very pleased with that outcome.
Okay.
But my question for you is this, because you were on teams and you were there when Rodgers arrived. I do wonder, Because as great as these guys are, we all have insecurities to varying degrees. I do wonder if Rodgers, watching Jordan initially, it was easier for him to be magnanimous because he didn't really feel all that threatened. Whereas I wondered if Favre maybe felt differently and that fueled some of that animosity. Do you remember the dynamic at all? Like, could you sense that there was that tension when you were on that team in 05? And do you think that contributed to the best 4-12 season in NFL history being as bad results-wise as it was?
No, the tension and everything was between front office, coach, and just the decisions that were made, I think, going younger. That was the case where I thought the only time the organization kind of let the players down was because you didn't really have a clear – it just wasn't clear. You know, Mike Sherman was a I love Mike Sherman. But when they took the GM stuff away
– should have just fired him altogether.
It just didn't work. It was never going to work, and you could tell there was a divide and there was tension. Yep. You know, when Ted would come down, and it was two really good human beings, but you put them in a spot that I think if Bob Harlan had to do it again, I would bet he'd do it differently.
Yeah, and he's admitted that. Yep.
Yeah. So as far as the Rodgers and Favre tension, everybody is going to be – there's going to be some type of – I don't want to say animus, but – just like Aaron went with three fingers of tequila after Jordan Love was drafted, because as I said that night of the draft, the clock started. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it. Everybody's going to act like it's not, but it is. That's the reality. You draft a quarterback in the first round and you trade up. The clock starts, and acknowledge it rather than try to act like it's not. Now, when that would be, and I thought to Rodgers' credit, he was never talking about retirement. Brett was for years. And I think that gave Brett a little spur in his boot to kind of get him revved up a little bit, just like it did with Aaron Rodgers. But both guys knew that it was going to be the end, and they would have to go play somewhere. And I think Aaron said that this week. He's going to have to play somewhere else if he wanted to keep playing.
Yeah.
And for someone with that resume, that's a tough acknowledgement for guys. And then he goes out and wins two MVPs, and he's fended it off. And I think it was a big blank you when he signed a new contract. But eventually you knew something was going to give, and it did. But as far as, all of the stories, and I think we're overblowing this a little bit. It wasn't as if, Brett, the first year, was it the most warm relationship? No. But go ahead and look at that 07 year. I think Brett came around understanding what was happening. And I think you'd say both guys, 05 was a tough year because we stunk. It was, Brett, they weren't sure. I think we took pictures with Brett down in Chicago thinking he was retiring. Mm-hmm. He didn't. So I think sometimes you and others blow that up even bigger than what it was. It was not World War III, okay? It wasn't. Was it friendly, having picnics together? No. The first year was what you'd think it would be. A little chilly, a little standoffish, but that was on both ends of it. So I think there's a little revisionist history in the fact that you act like it was World War III. It wasn't. It was what you would think would happen when a young bull comes in and is kicking the old sire out the pen, saying, "I'm here, baby. I'm here." And that's to be expected.
Fair. I think maybe you're maybe a little bit underplaying it. If I'm overemphasizing it, I think it might have been a little bit.
I just said it was chilly and it was not warm.
Chilly now.
But outside of the helmet signing thing, that was funny, and I think it was funny.
It was.
Was it a little mean-spirited? Certainly, but it was funny, and that stuff happens with young players. Just because you're a first-round quarterback, yes, not going to argue that relationship was frothy, but it wasn't as if he was It wasn't to the degree that I think you were telling Jordan. I think you're embellishing a little bit, if I'm being honest. And I don't even know what you're telling him.
Well, you weren't able to hear the word, but the editing was great.
Sure.
What is also great is our partnership with Steinhoffels. They are celebrating 91 years of bringing style, comfort, and quality to your family's home. As a 100% employee-owned company, you'll always get honest service, never high-pressure sales. I know that for a fact. It took me 10 years to get my couch, but when we did, it was a great experience. And if you need better sleep...
That salesperson was excited. 10 years of showing you a couch.
Well, it wasn't the same.
That's like when you're going to buy a house and the realtor showed you the 600th house, and finally they're like, you know, man, now we're good.
Kids were in fifth grade when he started graduating college.
They had to actually go with a bigger couch because the kids. Oh, Wilby's back. Couch. Oh, we got another three. We got another 3-year ordeal on our hands. Well, he is a particular young fella.
Can I come back and discuss the fine details in 2028?
We love our new furniture.
Got a new gig with Channel 3000 coming up. I think we're going to probably finally be able to get this done.
Wrote for 4 different outlets in the span of buying this couch.
All right, we're done, Jason. Go ahead.
Need better co-hosts? No. Need better sleep? Try Steinhoffel's Discover Your Sleep System. Want to refresh a room? Their decorating solutions team makes it simple. From the latest furniture trends, which have changed during that decade it took for us to settle on a couch, to trusted quality, Steinhoffel's has everything you need. Celebrate 91 years. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
At his locker in Pittsburgh. Hear for yourself. Do you believe, like Tausch does, when he says this is not a revenge game? Here's how he phrased it with the Pittsburgh media.
You don't view this as a, quote, revenge opportunity or whatever narrative we want to try to throw out there?
I don't.
How do you view this then?
Why not? Well, Brett got traded... And then he went to one of the hated rivals. You know, I was in New Jersey for a couple of years. I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there. But, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization.
Toward the organization.
Yeah.
I believe him.
Why
I don't believe him, because I don't believe him when it comes to Goody. I just don't, and I don't think Goody's obviously not speaking this week. He's not interested in that, and I think he talked to Rob Domofsky for Rob's piece that he's doing for ESPN.com. But I'm guessing that if they discussed anything off the record, that he would have given Rob his real feelings. I don't think there's a lot of love lost. I think there's appreciation there for what Aaron Rodgers accomplished, and he's glad that he doesn't have to deal with him anymore. That's what I think.
Do you think Matt LaFleur is glad he doesn't have to deal with him anymore?
Yeah, and I can't say that I blame him. And look, the other part of this, and this is the question that I want to ask concisely to him, is he's not doing McAfee. I have not heard other than him talk. He's not.
Oh, I thought he was still doing McAfee.
He's not from what I can tell, the only thing that he said that's been controversial was publicly criticizing the field at Acrisure Stadium. Is he taking a different approach this year than he did previously?
Nice. Good question. We won't have to follow that up.
Well, again, the Goody question is a really good one, but unless you can have a back and forth about that subject, like those folks did about the revenge game, the follow-up was why not? Kind of an important piece of that. So that's where my nervousness lies. He also talked about, like, he was good yesterday. He had some interesting things that he talked about with them. One of the other things he did say was that absence makes the heart grow fonder. Because the follow-up to the no revenge game was a question, I think, from Brooke Pryor of ESPN about whether or not his feelings about the organization have softened over time over the last 3 years, which I thought was a great follow-up. Here's how that went.
We're always working on ourselves and trying to be better than we were previous day, previous month, previous year. But absence makes the heart grow fonder, maybe. You know, I have a lot of great memories from my time there. A lot of great interactions with fans over the years. You know, living in Green Bay, living in Suamico, living in Hobart, going to Chives, being out and about, seeing people at the Piggly Wiggly when I'm shopping for groceries. I grew up there. Yeah, I spent 18 years there from 21 to 39. So I'm thankful for my time there. Obviously, would have loved to ride off in the sunset after a Super Bowl win, but that's not the way the league goes sometimes.
Shout out to Piggly Wiggly, who was Aaron's grocery store of choice and presenting the video feed on Wildy and Tausch.
Shop the pig.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig. I am curious, Tausch. You have obviously gone through the retirement experience, and you were just back feeling the nostalgia of the Rose Bowl teams, right? I am curious if that happens. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and you start to think more thoughts about your feelings on how good things were, and you start to think about those more than you think about the bad.
Well, for me, I obviously the Badgers, we finished incredibly strong, and I have great vibes on that. So that was never in play on my end. But, yeah, I think every player, whether they are politely told a deuces be, or if it is more acrimonious, like old boy, you're going to be irritated for a while. But the thing I continue to notice, whether you go up to a Packer game, an alumni, or you talk, or, you know, I have a couple different text strings going. People will still say, you know, certain things. But everybody, with the experience that you have, you end up going back to the good times. That's just how it goes. And I think with Rodgers, I said from the jump, once he retires, he will be welcomed back, and he will be probably do the same thing they did with Brett, where they give $12 a seat to go out on Lambeau, and that money goes to a charity of Aaron's choice, and he'll be regaled and retired. Number will be retired. He'll go into the Packer Hall of Fame. He'll go into the Hall of Fame, and it's going to be peaches and cream, baby. That is how this almost always works. Now, the one caveat would be if old boy finishes this season off strong and Kevin O'Connell calls him and says, man, we screwed up, bruh. I should have listened to you, bruh. We needed you, bruh. This team's stacked and we had no quarterback. We got to stash our starting quarterback on IR because we can't win with him, bruh. We need you. 1 year, just please come on in. Help tutor JJ. Bring it home with Jay Jettis and the boys. And if he does that, then I can't say for certain that that would be the case. I think we may be a year too late, and I think Aaron is probably now Pittsburgh or done. But, boy, be a sexy storyline.
It definitely would be. I guess I would ask, do you believe what you just said? Because I actually do believe you. That
which part?
All of it. The regrets – That Kevin. Kevin O'Connell and
they
him
brought
are
Carson
buddies,
Wentz like... in. No, nobody in America, not even Carson's parents, would say that Carson Wentz, who was an MVP candidate, and
he
unfortunately
was?
Had that injury, and he just hasn't bounced back. He was broken at Lambeau. We watched the game. He was broke. They broke him that game.
Yeah,
when he came back.
Yeah,
and he should. If I'm Carson Wentz, you keep fighting and competing, but he ain't the guy. They know it. Minnesota knows that. Minnesota screwed up. Rodgers wanted to go there. They screwed up, and I think they know it now, and it's too late.
And you think that the other thing I'm wondering? Do you think they know that McCarthy ain't the guy? Or do you think
they
still
know he's not the guy this year? That he has a lot of things to work through. And they knew they were going to lose that locker room if he was going to continue to play. Even though they had that great comeback against the Bears, they know that Jay Jettison, the boys, and it's a lot to ask. I know he's in his second year, but he didn't play at all last year.
No, correct. Yep.
So.
Well, I know this. You want to get real? You go to Jones Dairy Farm and experience with Tausch experience there. That's real.
It is, and I just told you we had a great little pork sausage orchetta the other night with a little spinach. I told Sarah it was the best dish she's made. The kids agreed, and it's from Jones Dairy. Family-owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson all the way back to 1889. A real Wisconsin legendary company and operation. They're best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe. Clean ingredients. None of those fillers and the nitrates and the MSG. Ugh, none of that stuff. It's all clean. Clean before it was cool to eat clean. Find Jones products in grocery stores across Wisconsin. Check the website's product finder at jonesdairyfarm.com.
More Wildy and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Switch on the sky and the stars glow for you. Go see the world because it's all so brand new. Don't close your eyes because your future's ready to shine. It's just a matter of time before we learn how to fly. Welcome to the rhythm of the night. There's something in the air you can't deny.
So I know we've talked quite a bit, Aaron Rodgers. It is a different week because they're actually playing against him. I'm aware of some people's feelings previously about him when he was not facing the Packers that week. But the funniest thing yesterday was whether it was Jordan Love or some of the other guys, Zach Tom, the Broderick Jones thing. The idea that his rookie tackle thought it was a good idea to tackle a fragile 41-year-old quarterback in celebration. And the facial expression and harsh rebuke that young fellow receives is really funny to anybody who has played with or knows Aaron Rodgers, including you and Bakhtiari. Like, it was, in the words of the great American orator, Brad Childress, now that's funny now. That was funny now. Here is, speaking of things I don't entirely believe, here is Aaron Rodgers explaining that scenario.
The only tackle I had the other night was Broderick, so other than that, I'm feeling pretty good.
What went through your mind when he tackled you in that celebratory moment?
Rod is always the first one to come find me after a play. It could be like the first big pass down to DK on third down. He's coming and dapping me up. And what you don't see in the video is right after the throw, he's coming over to me and shaking me and shaking me. And like I text him, I say, hey, man, I love your energy. I love everything you're about. But also, I'm 41. Okay, you can't be out there tackling me like that. But I love Brad. We had a couple laughs about it, and I told him I'm getting him next. You better watch his back.
Tausch? I thought he diffused that very well, but he was perturbed when that happened, and you loved it.
Yeah, I thought the whole thing was hilarious. First off, that Broderick would go and tackle him, awesome. Now, it sucks if something would have happened to Rodgers. Like, if he breaks his collarbone because his tackle tackles
Imagine
him.
If that's how his that career
ends. That would have been funny?
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that would not have been funny. But the fact that it played out and the fact here he is making a huge play, pull ahead, get in this game, you know, get back in the game or pull ahead. I don't remember exactly how it shook out. And he goes and tackles him. Rodgers went from euphoric to who the hell did this? Why is this? And just like anger because how that played out. And then he has to kind of figure out how to defuse the situation. And he did. Mm-hmm. I think everybody that's played, you can sometimes maybe go a little overboard on tackling guys. And we've seen plenty of guys get injured with their celebrations because you're stoked, man. You work hard to score and get these points. And I think the thing that Aaron said there that was really funny is, you know, you want these guys to be excited. Crush the old vets. No big deal. They'll walk down and be like, oh, I gotta sprint down here to get ready for field goal. You want young guys, and that's I think it's a big reason why Goody does things the way he does. Mm-hmm. You can only have so many old crust balls on your football team. You need that youthful energy. I don't care who it is. It starts dipping. There's a reason the Green Bay Packers don't want a bunch of 30-plus-year-old dudes. Now, if it's at certain spots, all right, things change. This young man still has that energy and enthusiasm, maybe not harnessed in the right way there, but I'll tell you this, that's a guy you want. You want somebody that's that excited and that's that invested. So I think Rodgers handled that about as well as he could, but mm-hmm. make no mistake about it. He's super irritated about it, and it pissed him off. And he wasn't happy, and it won't happen again. And I think that's the main message that he let his young man know.
So because you played with him for so many years, did you or, and you can not share names to protect the guilty, but did you or did you ever see any of your teammates do something that really pissed him off? It was not intended to, right? Like it was whether it was celebratory or just goofing around, or you know, when you were playing golf with him and you weren't playing well and you were on the receiving end of him getting irritated with you, like were there ever any instances that are similar to what Broderick Jones did? And again, Bakhtiari was one of the first people to reshare it on social media. The reaction when he turns around and gets after the kid for tackling him is, we've all seen that look. Everyone, mm-hmm. including probably you at some point.
Yeah, so I think with Rodgers, he was still in the youthful, invigorated side of when I played with him. So it was not the... I think that's a question for Blue and for City and for some of the guys that, you know, he played a lot more with.
Mm-hmm.
He was excited. He was the guy running around. And I think the big thing that quarterbacks need to kind of figure out, and Brett was awesome at this, you got to kind of have a go-to when you have the big play. Favre always liked being lifted up. Like he was a lift
guy. The fireman's carry.
No, but the old lineman would lift him up, and you'd put him up here, and that was, and he'd put his hand up. Like, you got to get a standard move. And I don't know if Rodgers ever had his standard move was that hop, skip, and like the little, you know, fist pump up. That was his. I think you need to incorporate it, and I think he did that thing with D-Bach where he'd grab his head, and it looked like they were like bumping noses. That seems a little bit more intact with where Aaron wanted to be when he was a little crustier. And he's gotten a little older. And maybe the Pittsburgh guys didn't recognize that, and obviously that's why you get form tackled. And Rodgers is lucky he didn't bust his collarbone because, boy, that'd be a hell of a story if that happened.
Well, I do think, and we've talked about this before, older guys are invigorated by younger guys being around too. Like you felt right? With Sitton and Lang. 100%. Like that was one instance of it. Now, you know, one of my criticisms of Rodgers was that this was before the unk term became popularized. But like if he'd have been a little more fun Uncle Aaron when he got Dobbs and Watson and that whole 2022 class, maybe things play out differently. Probably not, but maybe at least 2022 is a more enjoyable season, because it was not. That's for sure.
It's a hard thing because you have, like, I don't think none of us know what the quarterbacks is a different animal. Star quarterbacks that are MVPs. I saw it with Brett when Frankie left and when Marco left and with Wally left, and you know you're sitting there. And you're dealing with a bunch of guys that they don't know you. Like the guys, when you grow up in the league with guys, they've seen you. All of a sudden, these other guys only see you through a lens of, oh, that's the MVP. Oh, that's the Super Bowl champ. Oh, that's. And
right.
It is really hard to break down those barriers. Now, you can do it with a lot of work, but it gets to be draining. And if you know, if you have family and kids, there's. It is not an easy thing to accept that. And it's, oh, well, go ahead and have fun. Be the fun uncle. I mean, it's not what he wants. And then you factor in there's going to be more mistakes, and you're frustrated because you know that your time is wrapping up because they just drafted a guy. And you know if you don't perform at a really high level, they'll put the young gun in and you're gone. So it's real easy from the cheap seats, Richie, to sit there and say, well, you should have been the fun uncle. You should have been laughing and throwing parades. Well, no, because the urgency level cranks up as you get older. And you don't know the guys. Yes, you have to work and try and effort, but it's not as easy as just snapping your fingers and saying, well, don't be such a crusty old dude. Well, there's a reason you're a crusty old dude, because you know your time's coming to an end and you want it to be as successful as you can, and these young guys think they're going to play forever. And what do they always say? Youth is wasted on the young. It's true.
Do you think he did as good of a job as he could have with 2022?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's all I'm saying.
When you're critiquing from the ivory tower, there's a lot more variables to it than just say, well, he should have had lunches with Romeo, and he should have done this.
He did have lunches with Romeo. He did. But his attitude that season was less than great. He was pissed that they were.
Because the season sucked, and he knew he was probably done. I get it. You're right, Jason. He should have went to OTAs. We said that. All of those things are easy in hindsight to look back at
We said that at the time.
But I understand, but I'm saying from his perspective, I can understand it. I think he realized it because when he went to New York, he did it in a different way, except for that one time when he went to Egypt. It is not as easy, and things aren't as just, well, this is how it has to be. Yeah, ideally I agree, but that's not how it always works out, and it can't. There's a lot put on these guys, and nobody should feel sorry for them, but when you try to understand why guys do things the way they do, it's not, as you like to always put it, it's not black and white. There's a lot of gray.
I agree. They also, like, you look back on that season, they lost 5 games in a row, starting with that London game, and yet they're still playing for a berth in the playoffs on the last night of the season. Like, there were good moments there. There was enough there to win enough games. Like, they lose to the Giants, the Jets, the Commanders, the Bills, and the Lions. And then our most famous game, other than kissing Cousins' headline, is, what are we, now I'm forgetting what we called it, Confirmation Thursday or Verification Thursday or whatever it was, against the Tennessee Titans.
And Validation Thursday.
Validation. Yeah. I knew it was one of those shuns. And then they get beat at home on Thursday Night Football by the Tennessee Titans. Mm-hmm. Like, I found myself wondering, and I wonder, like, again, if I had more questions, when you think back at 2022, you said yesterday that you wished it would have ended differently. How much of the way you approached it factored into it not ending differently?
Great question.
Is it better than the others?
Your other one's a little more long-winded, so I think you stick with your long-winded one.
I think I could use that to say, and are you doing things differently now to make sure that you never feel that way again?
You're going to get a canned answer on that.
The text line wants you to ask about his wife.
Yeah, it's not just the text line. I am here to tell you that I can 100% assure you that that will not occur.
Will someone from your beat ask him about that?
I don't think so. If we had unlimited time, maybe.
You should draw cards for it, and whoever's at the last question gets to try and ask it.
No. All right. I appreciate the insight. I appreciate the suggestions. I'm going to pass.
Are you going to say congrats on getting married?
Nope.
That
I already
would be
said
nice.
That to him. I said it to him already.
What did he say? Thanks.
Nothing. Nothing. You're going to say something about Coors Lights.
Yeah, whether you're tailgating pregame, and I think Jason doesn't drink, but the stress level for him today, very high. That'd be nice when you want to just sit back and chill after a long, tough day of asking no follow-ups but just one pointed question to the former quarterback. Oh, crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light. Brewed with that 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company at Golden, Colorado.
The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.